Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It never rains in California. Jeff Bliss is here. He is Pacific Watch. And while the nation has been transfixed by one particular piece of California, the Silicon Valley Bank, the assault on California and the West continues by Mother Nature. Is it the future, or is it just a match for what we witnessed in Australia earlier in this year? Bucketing of rain. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The bucketing of rain in the South, but then we're going to start at Lake Tahoe, which seems to always be in trouble. During the wildfires, there was risk that everything would burn down, and then when the wildfires passed, we worried about Hank the Tank and his brethren, the California black bears. And now you tell me that the snowpack has made Lake Tahoe a disaster area. What is happening, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The snow has been so, the snowpack is so huge right now, so massive, that you even have ski lifts that are 50 feet up in the air that are buried. And they just cannot remove the snow fast enough. And now they're dealing with other issues as the rain has come and as more snow has come on top of that. So we're having lots of buildings have collapsed, you know, residences and businesses, not just in Northern California, but also Southern California. And you have some communities on parts of the Sierra that are totally cut off by massive avalanches. But up in Tahoe, you know, they've already been overextended throughout the year, as you pointed out. And this is just adding, you know, more salt. They're rubbing more salt in the wound every time they have these issues. And so traffic can't move. It's difficult to get deliveries in and out. And they're really worried what's going to happen when the true runoff comes, when the melt comes, because then they're looking at possible mudslides, avalanches, rock slides, and large destruction of or damage to infrastructure.
Let me understand how Lake Tahoe works in your culture. It's a vacation place, or people living there year round, and they go in seasons, summer and winter, or is it a year round vacation place?
Well, really kind of all of the above. It's a year round vacation place. That lake is one of the largest bodies of fresh water in the U.S., certainly in the West. And so in the summer, that place is packed out with tourists, visitors, and the people who live around there. You know, it's a lake that is shared by California and Nevada. So they draw an imaginary line down the middle, and it's managed by both states. And it's got gambling on one side and lots of residents on both sides and these wonderful ski resorts that are hugely popular in the winter. I mean, it used to be called Squaw Valley. I think it's called Palisades now. It had hosted a Winter Olympics back in the day. So this is a big deal, especially in Northern California, but it's a destination resort, particularly in the winter, for people from around the world.
And Route 50 is my memory. That's the way you get to Lake Tahoe. Is that closed because of the snow, or have they kept it open?
It's open right now is my understanding. However, they have had some problems, some issues because of avalanches or large piles of snow that have gotten in the way. And when I say large piles of snow, I mean, that really doesn't give you a full picture. I think we discussed photos I had shared with you last week of these snow drifts or these buildings that are buried up to their roof that are already 3 or 4 story buildings that are just encased in snow and ice.
We come to the, not exactly the South, but your part of California, and the rain is continuing. Bucketing was the term I learned when reporting on Australia. You said you've witnessed that phenomena these last days in Orange County?
In Orange County, in LA, and even to the South, it was just unceasing, you know, this unrelenting rain coming down so heavy that you can barely see through it. And the immediate flooding that takes place, even just on normal ground, it was really an interesting phenomenon. But you had flooding in other parts up in L.A., and some of this water created damage that created sinkholes where we lost, you know, cars fell into, were pulled into them, or that they eroded part of the roadways, or even along the beachfront areas, where homes and apartment buildings started to slide down the hill. This is in Orange County, not far from where I live. And so you do have quite a bit of damage. And there are worries with the rain that's coming in the next week that it's only going to add to these ongoing flooding situations.
Jeff, you tell me the storms have not passed. What do you think is coming?
Well, we know the storm is coming next week. That'll probably bring, in terms of rain to the Southland, between 2 and 4 inches. Up in Northern California, we could see more. And, of course, we'll see more snow at the higher elevation. So 6,000 feet and above, we'll see snow. And, again, that's going to add to the misery when it melts off. But what they're talking about is we could be looking at another 4 weeks to 6 weeks of storms, not quite in the same frequency that we had with the 11 in a row these past few weeks. But that, again, the ground is so saturated, it's oversaturated. You're seeing trees fall over that had great root systems. They just can't keep up with the moisture. You're seeing the flood control channels are overtaxed. And what's really interesting is to see how quickly reservoirs and lakes and other areas, reservoirs and such, have filled up that were almost bone dry over these past few years. Now they're starting to be topping off, and they're having to open up the floodgates to let off some of the pressure.
Silicon Valley Bank and the governor, Gavin Newsom, who sure looks like a candidate for the presidency at some point in his future. What was his connection? What is his opinion of Silicon Valley Bank?
His opinion of Silicon Valley Bank and some of the other banks that seem to be having problems is that the federal government should intervene, or certainly, you know, banking authorities. However, what has come out since then is that his wineries, his businesses are directly impacted by it. So people thought, well, that doesn't seem right that he's pushing for that. He's going to get taken care of. And on top of that, his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, has a philanthropy, as they say, and on her board is a guy, an executive vice president there at SVB. And so these things are coming out now, and people are saying, wait a minute, this is a little too close for comfort.
Is the governor defensive about this, or has he gone missing?
The governor's office, he hasn't said much, but his office, of course, has come back and said, well, you know, all of his businesses are held in a blind trust. Well, they may be held in a blind trust, but he still spoke up, and there does appear to be a conflict there.
We go to the governor again because he has plans for the housing. Jeff, what is San Quentin Acres?
Well, San Quentin Acres is really kind of a name just tagged on to San Quentin itself. And this is a different kind of housing. So San Quentin is one of the most formidable prisons in California state prison system. It's where executions take place, although the last one was probably 12 or 13 years ago. It's where our state's death row is. And it has long been looked at, I mean, for decades, as one of the toughest correctional facilities in the United States. Well, what he wants to do is lead out, you know, in terms of make California an example for the rest of the nation and turn it into a model of correction facilities, rehabilitation, like you'd see in Scandinavia. So these don't look like the hardcore, you know, cement and iron bar prisons. They look more like dormitories. And the idea is maybe if we can get people to feel better about themselves and to train them better and to break those chains of violence and crime, that we're going to be turning people back out in the world. You know, we don't deal with recidivism like we do now.
But he doesn't, plan to put the homeless there, right? This is just he's going to gussy up San Quentin.
That's right. He just wants to transform the way California deals with prisoners.
Final note about the homeless. Tiny homes for the homeless? How tiny?
Well, these are about 120 square feet. And he wants to build 1,200 of them for $30 million. And people are saying, well, it's nice you're thinking about it, but that won't make a dent in the problem California has.
Where's he going to put them? Anywhere in particular or just tiny homes? He'll think about it later.
Well, they're talking about places in San Francisco and San Jose and some of the other big cities, but we don't have a solid plan yet.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, waiting for more bucketing rainstorms. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.